Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. Than ever, with small talk, work in the weather, your guard is up, and I know why, because the last time you saw me, it's still burning in the back of your mind, you gave me roses, and I left them there to die.
Okay, I know. I play Taylor a lot on here. Just deal with it. I've had the, a hell of a day. Let's be honest, you guys. It's snowing. It is so snowy here that I just want to cry because it's cold, the bitter cold, and the wind is, like, driving me crazy. I'm going to bring on Allie. I know Cherry will be here when she remembers that we are having a show. And I love how many guests we are having. And I love that Allie is on the line, which I'm bringing on right now. And then Audrey, my little... Kahoot person that, you know, I talk to all the time on Twitter. We are not crazy in here, but we are just a little crazy tonight because we are, you know what, Bowden the Beautiful was not on here, you guys. And I have to flick it, I have to record 1 hour a minute. Not really happy about the snow. But I'm going to bring on my girl, Allie. I'm so glad Allie is on the line. Hey.
Hey, Carly.
I am so glad you called in. It's snowing here.
It is. I don't like snow at all. I'm glad it is not snowing here, so I hope I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you guys, you know, I live in Seattle, and, you know, I mean, I love it, but sometimes today I hated it, because you know what, you guys, I was craving a Big Mac, and I know how many calories that is, but I was craving a Big Mac, and you think, no, I can't even get out of the apartment, because I was lying on my butt, falling down the hill, and I, you guys, that would not be funny, that would be stupid. Well, not stupid, but, okay, you guys know how good a Big Mac would taste in freezing weather with the thin fries and everything. I mean, so, yes, okay, so there's a lot to talk about tonight. I want to send out some really good shout-outs to Audrey and Stokey, and, but I don't even know. Okay, what is your name on Twitter, Allie? Because I'm hoping that you are on the Twitter, but I didn't know your name because there was a couple of Allies on there. So I don't even know what you go on Twitter because Laura Wright tweeted me back.
I am bittersweet_Allie. At Twitter.
Okay.
So go ahead and people.
Yeah,
can
I think I'm on you. I think
you
I'm
are,
on you,
yep.
So I'm not. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
You are.
No. Yeah, it was just. Oh, I'm sorry, Audrey, for making you hungry. But you know, I figure I had to yell about that because I wasn't in a happy mood about that. But going back to my Laura Wright story. Okay, so Saturday I was feeling like, okay, you guys, I need a book a guest. I want to book a guest. I need a book a guest. So Laura, I happened to be on Twitter, and I'm like thinking, okay, I'm not going to treat her about myself. So nothing's going to come out of the end of story. My sad, pathetic life will go on. She treated me back, you guys. Hopefully, after the holidays, I will get Laura Wright on this program. So, all my Twitter buddies, I will treat Laura Wright and tell her how much fun you guys have on the show. Because you guys all know what a Carly fan I am. And, you know, I mean, I am such a Carly fan that what's he doing at Dante right now? I agree with that. A lot of people don't agree with me with that, but I don't care because I have not liked Dante since they brought him into town. I mean, why bring, I mean, okay, I'm not saying Dante's not cute, but come on, I just want to slap him.
I am so happy that Laura got a hold of you.
Yeah,
I'm actually, I have her on my Twitter, too, so I'm going to Twitter, and I will
I love her by ever since her Cassie Days on Guiding Light and Loving, and I love her, and, Audrey, I love you for saying this. I don't like Dante either. Well, yeah, he's going to ruin you, Sonny and Brenda. You know, at least for Denton. Yeah, and you know another thing I'm going to say before my co-host gets here and then she won't kill me. I was so unhappy with the Jason and Robin scene today. Okay, stop the presses. I'm only saying that because Jason and Robin gets a scene, but Liz and Jason were in the same Gaston hospital, and they don't have a scene at all.
Mhm.
What did you think of that?
I was just so upset because they haven't really put Jason in Robin's orbit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was kind of unfair. I mean, I know they share a history and everything, but I haven't really seen her with Jason for a while. Now, Sunny, on the other hand, you know, I've seen them together because she keeps going to Sunny for some odd reason.
No, really, Robin and Sunny has always been friends. So for that, I love the Sunny and Robin booth. Yeah, I've always loved the Sunny and Robin, big brother, you know, little sister relationship. I've always loved it because, you know, Sunny would do anything for Robin. And that day that they were talking about forgiveness and Sunny goes, okay, did you want me to take care of Lisa? And I'm thinking, yes, please, Sunny, take care of Lisa for us all. You know, so it's, you know, for me, I mean, Audrey goes, did I get you round up over that? I'm sorry, I just was surprised by the day in Austin. No, Audrey, really, you didn't get me fired up about that? I'm just, I think I'm pissed off that, you know, they could have been the same room with Robin. You're right, Stoggy, they could. And it's BS, you know, my Thanksgiving with, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I'm probably going to get heat in the morning or whatever, is, you know, I just wish someone would take care of Bob Gusa. Well, really, my problem is buying fun. If someone just, you know, accidentally swipes his car or something, you know, I would be okay with that because right now, I am not in a happy mood with, you know, I'm not, I mean, I'm so unhappy with it. And Audrey goes, Steve and Kim have more chemistry than Steve and Kelly. So Zamos, so really true about Zay and all too. You know, you're right. Yeah, and well, when is Jason supposed to stand up, Sam on Thanksgiving? Well, that would be Wednesday and, you know, I really hope he does because I'm sorry. I never, ever, ever liked the Sam. She came into this town and con, and she will leave this thing a con woman, hopefully. You know, I can't believe it's just me and you on the line, and we have so many people in the room now. So, you guys, well, we are not bad people. Just call in. Tell us what you would love to say about General Hospital, One Life to Live. Oh, and, you know, I flipped on AMC today, and I went in tears because Jack Slater died, and them trying to tell Kendall broke my heart. It just broke my heart in two. So, you know, yeah, AMC is good, but, yeah, I wonder where Terry is, you guys. So, yeah, where are you?
What?
Well, what are you feeling about AMC One Life Days?
I don't watch AMC anymore just because I stopped watching a few years ago. I don't know. It was after the whole Janet from Another Planet and that
whole little ball thing.
I kind of stopped watching after that, so it wasn't really important. But I did watch One Life to Live, and let me tell you what. I am happy that Brody is the father of Jessica's baby.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm so happy about it.
Oh, Shirley is on the line. Hey, Shirley.
Hi.
Hey, Shirley.
You, girls. How are you?
I didn't want you to feel like the ugly stepkid, whatever. So I brought you. I saw her right away. I'm like, oh. And so
Charlie,
I didn't want to.
Okay. Stepkid is one thing, but ugly is something else. We'll just keep it with the stepkid, okay?
I'm in the middle of ugly. sorry, I'm not. I'm not mean, okay? I am mean sometimes, but...
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Oh,
you guys, I need to know this... I'm having, like, an hour show on Wednesday night, just like your favorite Thanksgiving episode, but I'm sure a lot of you will be, like, head off for Thanksgiving, and, Allie, when are you going over to your parents' house? Are you going on Thursday, or are you going on Wednesday night?
I'm not, actually, we're going to have our Thanksgiving next Tuesday, so I don't really have to worry about it. Everybody's working in my family, so I decided to go ahead and I'm going to work and let the people at my work who have kids have it off. So.
Oh, aren't you a nice
person? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all silly. Mm-hmm. I know. We got the snow, by the way.
Snow, that's the white stuff, right?
Yeah, that's the white stuff that is cold, and it's like making, yeah, it's, last night when I went to bed, there was nothing, and so I'm like thinking, oh, we're going to be safe, I need to bring someone else on the line, so I will bring them on. Hey.
Is that Terry?
So, Terry's on the line.
Hello.
Audrey in the room, so they go. Carly, she's laughing at me. She goes,
hello?
So we live in Florida, right? Yeah, you are.
Hello.
Hi, you on?
Hello. Oh, hi. Sorry, I was talking to my nieces now, and then yeah. So what have we been chatting about?
Oh, my dislike.
No,
for
we're talking
everything.
About snow right now.
Yes,
no,
we are
okay.
Talking about snow.
I like the scene between Robin and Jason. I like the scene between Robin and Jason. At least I got that, man, a little bit, you know? Because I was a Robin and Jason fan. I always wanted them, Robin and Jason, to, like, have some scenes together, too. They've hardly had any scenes since he's been back on the show, you know? So it was nice to see that for a refreshing
scene.
So how
were their scenes today? I just read some of the recaps. I didn't really read them all, but how was the scene between Robin and Jason? Was it friendly?
Oh, actually, it was pretty. It was actually pretty good. There was what happened was Spinelli came into the room, into the penthouse, and he had flowers, but he was gonna deliver them for Brenda. They were from Brenda to Robin, and he was gonna take them. I guess he got them for Brenda so she could take them to the hospital, but she wasn't there, and so I guess Jason took him for her on Brenda's behalf and everything, and so they were talking about, you know, Brenda and Sunny and everything, and how he was sorry that he didn't get to see her until now or whatever, and then he was about to go. Max called Jason and tell her that Brenda's with Sunny, and he wanted him to, like, you know, go break it up, whatever, but Max is like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not, you know, when it comes to Sunny and
break
people that he's talking to, he's not going to interrupt that. And then Jason's like, I'll handle it. And then Robin's like, no, just let them be. Let them see where it goes and everything. So, and so that was, it, they just had like a couple scenes together. I was wishing for more, but, you know, it was actually
like
an okay episode. It wasn't that great. The Lisa thing, Lisa, I want to kill her. She is she is taking this way, oh my gosh, and now I don't get it. I just don't get why they're, poor Robin, I feel so sorry for her. She can't, once you think it's going to go Robin's way, then something else happens. Now they're saying that Maxie,
like,
huh?
she must be like the new Liz. You know, when Liz never gets anything. You know, she never gets any joy. And look like Robin, they're going down this same path. It's one thing after another.
I know, the thing
you know?
Is I hope Johnny does not, because he's got the syringe. Lisa thinks that she's, so far Lisa thinks she's getting away with it, but Johnny is going to hold that overhead, I hope. I hope he, because
yeah,
I don't know,
hope.
I mean, huh?
Yeah,
I hope
that Johnny Hingnobel. Yeah. I just want to ask someone in the room, wait. No way, David is not dead on AMC.
Oh, boy. I figured that that was great. Just at the very end, then his behind walks in. I said, I figured that, you know, especially by the looks on their faces, you know, showing the trailer. I said, I bet David walks in. That's exactly what he did. But,
really? Oh, they've done that, like, so many times.
I know. Well, you know, I mean, you know.
I mean, and not just,
do?
Like, not just characters coming back from the dead, but I mean David. I think he's been, like, considered dead, like, three times
David's
now.
David's been dead so many times. He keeps coming back.
So, like, all of the things in the magazine about, oh, he's off the show, blah, blah, blah.
Hmm. No, well,
see,
you know,
so,
I had said that he was having,
magazines
he got,
that they say then, you know?
He got a divorce or something. He and his wife, they were going through changes or something. I guess he had to, you know, get away from things to regroup. This is what I read. Something about he and his wife. He either got a divorce or getting divorced or something. Why do I keep?
What was that?
That was me.
Radio.
Sorry, I was getting into
that's
blog talk and I didn't realize I had the volume up really high.
Oh, that's
a, did anybody catch the ratings? They're on an all-time low on Jonah Hospital.
Yeah.
What
are they?
I wonder.
There's an article. I was reading it on RTN yesterday. They're really low. This sweeps is the worst sweeps ever for General Hospital. They're like a one.
Mm.
They did like a 1.6 or something I forgot exactly what it said. A 1.7, 1.6, and it went into like specific, you know, detail of like going to past sweeps and how their ratings were and everything, and it was like. It's like really bad, and there's, you know, and hopefully, you know, there in the article it said that hopefully that they, the powers that be, realize that, you know, what's going on here isn't, it's not getting any better, you know.
And it's not going to get any
better. And
I'm like
watching, I'm like thinking, this isn't even, to me, this is just like another story. It's not even sweeps, you know, sweeps are over this, like in a couple days or something, right? And
it wasn't a good thing.
No, they had was the black and white ball. That was the last really, really good one.
That was the I.
In my opinion.
I love the black and white ball. I really did.
The black and white ball and the Metrocore.
I love
those,
the Metrocore, yeah.
Those were the best ones. And after that, it was all downhill. And I don't know what this Balkan thing is. I don't know what that's supposed
that
to be.
That should have been. They should have made that. They should have brought the Balkan in sooner for sweet. Maybe that. You know what I mean? Instead of, and isn't like sweep supposed to include like a lot of the canvas? Like, I mean.
It's supposed to originally. If you look at the Metro Court had almost
everybody.
On the canvas.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Somebody was related to somebody.
And so did the black and white ball. They had most of the cast.
They should have done something like that, like the black and white and the Metro Court, where the time thing, you know, where it started out 12 hours. Earlier, and they go
that
would
have
been
that was kind of unusual.
I never seen that on soaps, and I thought what they did was good did that, and then
that
got
was,
to the,
that
and then
writing,
the end of the sweeps was like the climactic, you know, part of it, you know, and everything. But I don't know. Hopefully, General Hospital. Hopefully, everything will be wrapped up soon because I'm getting tired of this Lisa crap. I'm getting tired of it. I'm tired of her. They've better do something. Maybe that's why Johnny's going to be involved now. Maybe they're going to go something with that.
Maybe.
Or maybe Jason. You know what? No. Speaking of the Robin and Jason scene, Jason asked her how she was feeling, but I think he could sense that there was something more because he didn't. She didn't tell him that her health is affected. Like she's got an infection or whatever. She didn't say that, and I thought I saw in his face that he was like, wait a minute, Robin, there's something you're not telling me or something. So I'm hoping that. You know, he finds out about her health overall. Be nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, because he's usually very good at, you know, reading people and stuff like that. So I thought you read that.
Oh, and you know, the funny thing was Liz was in the room too, and I knew they were going to have scenes together, Robin. And I'm thinking, you know, Liz couldn't have stayed a little bit longer.
No.
And they could have passed each other or something.
I know.
You know,
like,
even if they could pass each other along the hallway, you know, would be awesome, you know.
Yeah, and I was just thinking that. I went and I was like, man, Liz was just in there. How could they have missed each other? Why couldn't we have that scene?
I know. And when Robin today said to Jason, she said something like about he wants to be with the love of his life or something. She said something like that, and I'm thinking, all these comments that people are making to Jason about love, I'm thinking, it's like, you know, yeah, Jason, open your eyes and, you know, realize who you love and go after her or something.
Please, or else. I might just end up not watching General Hospital anymore.
It's come to the point where I feel like I want to not watch it either. You know, but there's some. I'm just tuning in, staying in because I just want to see this whole Robin and thing resolved and.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Siobhan and Lucky kind of. So I'm just seeing how that plays out. You know, and if it doesn't get any better by next. You know, part of next year. I don't know. Hopefully it gets better. Maybe the February sweeps or something. Maybe it'll change it up a bit.
And now, I mean, it keeps going on. You know, maybe in the spring.
I know, but I mean,
in the fall. Maybe
we have to have hope, Shirley.
Yeah, there's gotta be some hope.
We do.
I mean,
we can't go
on. I'm sorry, but. They can't go on and on like this. I don't care if it's run by ABC and if Fran says that they can't get canceled because they're run by the whole thing. But still, they can't go. They can't dig that show any deeper in a hole because you know they can't. It's gonna have to end. It's just like my sister working for the county a long time ago. She used to not go to work all the time because she fell off the wagon and she said she can't get fired. But because she works for, like, she could go get demoted.
Fired,
my mom's
baby.
Like, no, she could get fired. So it's just like with the they could lose, that show could be lost. You know, I don't care.
I don't know why they think GH can't be canceled. Oh,
yeah,
they
that
can
be canceled. I mean, if they're really, you know, the people above Fran.
When they're not making any money, people are going to say, well, that's it. See ya. You know?
Yeah, I mean, look at Port Charles.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So don't say they can't be fired. I mean, no, canceled. Yes, they can. You know,
yeah, because
I was watching Y&R. I just love that show. And Victor Newman, you know, if CH would just take a page out of their book, there's no mob in that. That man, I'll take one Victor Newman for 25 sunnies. I'm telling you, this man is lethal.
Yeah.
He is such a bastard.
Yeah, Victor,
he's
I know.
So good. Oh,
and,
my God. I'll be,
and you know, speaking of Y&R, I know 60, I'm probably in my minority here. And I know, Shirley, you like Sharon and Nicholas. But
God.
I know I'm
kind
of in the minority, a small one, but I'm liking Sharon and Adam. I know. Kill me. You could shoot me in the head.
Sharon
and
Adam. Adam is a nut job.
Well,
hey,
there's been more worse people on other soaps that have had a life than had a relationship. I mean, come on. Look at Stefano on Days of Our Lives. He's had kids. He's had people, like, you know, or whatever. And Victor, too. you know, he's a badass. Well, he was a real badass back in the day, but on Days of Our Lives. But, I mean, he could get have a relationship and have a family. I mean, you get these, even Carl Hutchins on Another World. Oh, my God. He was a really, real bad guy. And Victoria, Vicky, fell in love with the guy, and he had a son that he didn't know he had until years later, Ryan. And so if somebody like Carl Hutchins can change on daytime, then, you know, and he was a real villain, and I hated Carl Hutchins. But
no, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, you know, the bad guy and the good guy.
Well,
I mean, look at Jason. Jason is a killer, right? We understand that, but we all love him, you know. But
yeah, you love
Adam,
to see
some of the things that Adam has done. I don't know.
Well, I know.
I mean,
well,
he's a good actor. He's a very good actor, but he's such a bastard. But
see,
I'm gonna
well,
tell you,
see,
know
that's
who
those
my
are the type of characters we love to hate. So yeah,
I know,
well,
sure. You know
yeah.
who my favorite couple is on YNR. I love Michael
okay.
and Lauren. I love
oh yeah,
them.
Michael and Lauren, they're like good
they
too.
Are
I like them too.
Steadfast couple on that show. I love them. And then Billy and Victoria.
You know,
Vicky,
yeah.
But like, I mean, but Michael and Lauren, I just love. They have such great chemistry. I just love that couple, you know. And also like Lane, you know. I like Kane and Lily. You know, but I mean, the show it's just so good, and they include the whole cast. I mean, it's my favorite show.
Somebody, what
my
was it? Somebody
show.
Said in chat room that what said in chat room that Liaison are so over there better as friends.
Oh, well,
yeah,
okay, I'm not saying any.
What happened?
Well, yeah, I mean,
everybody have their own opinion.
She has her own opinion.
Yeah,
like,
she has her own opinion. Yeah, so yeah.
And that's her
yeah,
opinion.
I just saw that
so.
In there. I was like, oh no, okay. It's the first time I ever saw something like that in chat room. But yeah, everybody's gonna
what's
like
that?
Who
I
they
didn't,
like,
I didn't
you know.
Hear what?
Everybody's gonna like who they like, you know.
Of
they're
course.
Gonna.
Of course.
That's why when I go on the ABC message board now, and I don't really comment anymore because mm-hmm. it's the same thing over and over again, you know.
Right.
Like. There's so many people fighting, you know, on it anyway, so I'm not going to add to it. But sometimes when they make absolute no sense, I'll go in there and say something.
Yeah.
There's this one person
I
that
just want...
huh?
As soon as, I mean, everybody, as soon as that was put up, they went and they had to throw in their few cents, and that's fine. It's opinion, so let's just
yeah.
make sure that nobody
yeah.
is attacking her for her opinion.
I just want to know, how can you even get behind a couple like that? Even get behind Sam? I'm sorry, but
well, I mean, yeah. Well, it's just like you know. I mean, it's just like how we feel. We feel that
mm-hmm.
just Sam are better as not being together. You know, I mean, that's how we feel too. You know,
everybody has their fans.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
mean,
their fans feel the same.
I just feel that Sam
way
been
about
over.
Us
I feel like Jason
feel
and Sam have
them,
just
you know?
Been run its course. In my opinion, they've mm-hmm. gotten together like 100 times. And
numerous.
If they mm-hmm. haven't had a story now, who's to say they ever will? Because it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Jason and Liz are broken up for what? For
mm-hmm.
what? For this? For Chinese
yeah.
food and
oh my gosh.
You know, and everything.
Okay. It will never happen. Jason loves Sam. Okay.
Well, you know what, for me, in my opinion, that on soap operas you can never say never.
Mm-hmm.
You never say never on soap land because couples come and go and you know, Liz and Jason they have their connected will always be connected and there's always a chance that they could be together. So
mm-hmm. people come and go.
Come and go.
The thing is, okay. What love Jason loves Sam? Okay, number one. No, Jason might like the best sex because he hasn't had this great eye sex in a while. But when you wanna throw out the love with those couples, forget Sam came into this town of Con as it was sunny, and back on the same night. And then she goes, "Oh, I'm pregnant now. Why don't I go, you know, see Jason and, you know, get in bed with him? And why don't I go break up my mother's marriage by sleeping with Rick?" I don't know. For me, I could never stand behind Jason. And they not ended because of the danger. Okay, the danger is still there with Lucky being a little whatever he is, FBI, whatever, going undercover. The danger is there with that, and it's wrong and it's hypocritical that they won't see it. That they, you know, and today they were not deal for Liv and Jason in this scene, but let's put Robin and Jason in this scene to make Jason and Robin fans so happy and they love them more pissed off.
Well, that I didn't mind because I didn't mind seeing that because I've always been a Jason and Robin fan, you know, before all the Liz and Jason and all that, you know, before Sam and Jason and everything. And I was so pissed off when, you know, when that ended. But, you know, I mean, that's General Hospital, you know, they got to do that. Actors come and go, you know. And but I don't think I want them as a romantic, but I would love to see their friendship started up again, you know, and just get that connection they once had. So, like I said, it was a nice, refreshing scene to see that, the J&R friendship there, you know, that that chemistry was still there. That chemistry was still there today when I saw that. He's like, he walked in the room, like, all smiling, you know, and everything. It's just like, I was like, wow, you know, that's the Jason I remember, you know, being with his friends and everything, you know. For a split second, Jason Morgan came back.
Just for a split second, huh?
Yeah. And yeah, I'm hoping that Robin is going to be shown more in all this Balkan and, you know, because Vanessa's back, and I think she said that she wants to work with, you know, Kimberly and all of them, you know, and everything, so it's nice to see that, to get all four of them, even if they're not in the same scene together, you know.
Yeah, well.
Now maybe you put Liz in the mix, and, you know, spice it up a little
bit
more.
I mean, come on, yeah. This, I guess for me, it was like, wow. I do like Jason and Robin, but when you wanted this gloss over, Ray Vaughn and, you know, Kimberly is safer than Rebecca to put in a scene, it just makes me want to scream. It's like, wait a moment. You know, Becky and Steve in a scene, not even talking to each other, and maybe it'll spike up the ratings.
What scene was it a long time ago when he came back? When he came back the last time, and she was at Kelly's talking to her sister, and all of a sudden he like walked into Kelly's, and they just stared at each other. They didn't even have to speak any words. It just spoke volumes just for that eye contact that they had with each other. They don't even need to speak to each other. You could just see how much they really, really care about each other. And one thing about the Liz and Jason relation that I fell in love with in the first place is that she was able to go to him with any problem. He'd just sit there and listen, you know, and he didn't judge her.
That whole
I don't know how many days that lasted, but when he saved her at Jake's, when she was just sitting there talking to him, he was just listening. And I just fell in love with them even more on those scenes that they had together. It's like, okay. And then the next day, she's like, I don't know. You're like, you're not just Sunny. You're not just Emily's brother anymore. You know, they were like friends, and that just like, you know, I just miss their friendship. I really miss their friendship. If anything, we should have that. We could get their friendship right now. You know.
But I just find everything like so mind-boggling how it's a deliberate thing to
I know it's deliberate.
It's obviously deliberate.
I don't get that. I mean, on other soaps, exes are, you know, still
they
at least pass by, you know, pass each other in the street or something.
I know.
But it seems like it's a deliberate attempt to keep those two actors apart.
Because maybe I'm totally wrong,
but that's the way I feel, because it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
A child, and to me, that whole, they shouldn't have given them a child, because he, you know, I mean, what for? What is the child doing?
Well, my opinion, that
bond between him and Liz, okay. But it doesn't matter if he doesn't come in contact with either one of them. I mean, he doesn't think about them. I mean, it's just so mind-boggling. I've never seen anything like that on a soap before.
I mean, look at today on White Noir. Phyllis and Nick had a couple scenes together at the coffee shop, and they were talking about their daughter, you know, and they had their scenes
normal,
together because
normal, so.
They would not have been treated like that if they were together, you know, on any other soap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh crap! Crap! I am so sorry. I was
shame on you for letting me sit here for an hour waiting to be on here.
Welcome to my world.
I know, Shirley. We're the odd girls out, aren't we?
Oh my god!
We should have our own show, Shirley.
Okay, Shirley. What are you doing tonight? Are you ignoring people? I'm in the room right now. Okay, you're all fired up, and you ignore people when you're fired up.
I am.
By the way, Chucky, I hate Modi too. I know.
Poor Bridget.
I agree. I do not like Marty.
And that girl.
Okay, now, on One Life to Live. Okay, I don't like Clay either. Okay, now, he had the guy go on to your daughter's, he didn't specify what daughter he changed the paternity results with. It could be that he changed Natalie, so maybe John is the father, and they changed it to Brody, right?
Right.
Because the guy didn't really make it clear as to what daughter he went into.
Well, if you look too, he just went to the first one, which was Natalie's name.
Okay, man, damn shit.
Why is her highlighted? Clint needs to just stay out of everybody's damn business. He needs to move on to being a father, and he is nothing like Asa. Asa could be evil, but he also had a big heart. Clint could be an asshole. He is nothing but an ass.
Yep.
He's evil. He's manipulative. He is nothing like. I mean, Asa could be manipulative, but he did have a heart. The people he loved, he loved, and you know he wasn't half as bad as Clint is now.
Why did his heart get so cold, though? Do you know? I don't understand why he's so cold to people now. Why Clint was a nice, loving character.
They really did a number on his character because, like, you know, years ago he used to be a, you know, nice guy. But I guess
I know.
Nice guy.
I don't understand, man.
Why doesn't he want Rex
to be his son?
He came in as a con man. He don't like him because he was a con man and all. He's not worthy to be a Buchanan. He thinks he's after the money like David. He doesn't want Rex because he thinks that he doesn't deserve to be a Buchanan. Which I wish he would have been Bo's, because him and Bo are.
Son acts just like Clint.
He's a little jackass too. I can't stand him now either.
When Thursday or Friday when Bo and next one was in the room with Dorian and Vicky, and why can I never remember what's in the card? But, you know, Reba, but Kim Dinmore, I can never remember her
Echo.
Name.
Echo. Echo the Savoy.
Echo, okay. I just, Bo's like saying, you know what, I would love Rex to be my son. And I'm like, yeah, why couldn't we have done that?
Granted, Rex came into the show as a little conniver, a little con artist, I mean, but he's grown into his character. He's gotten
exactly
him around. He got him to be a PI. He's kind of been a father figure to mm-hmm. him. So I like Rex's character now. He, you know, and but
yeah, me too.
He needs to own up to his part in creating.
I do have a One Life to Live question. Do you guys really think Miss is really Jessica's father? Because I still think, you know, Jessica is still Clint. I don't know.
Well,
really,
you know what? Right now, I really don't want her to be Clint because the way Clint is, you know?
No.
That whole thing, I was kind of upset with the way they did it, with the whole Natalie and Jessica are twins, and yet they have two mm-hmm. separate fathers.
I know.
So, and it was just so weird, and you know it was a ploy. They just wanted to add the drama in. They probably couldn't figure out what else to do. But I know mm-hmm. they did do a DNA test on Jessica to see if Clint was her father, and it was claimed that he was not, that he was Natalie.
And the sad thing about it is that you grew up watching Natalie,
Jessica
as Clint. You know,
right.
And it's like, it's a slap in the face to the people
and
that
I,
loved that,
yeah,
their relationship.
I think that was the whole point.
Damn,
they
yeah.
wanted to do something shocking that could flip the switch real quick. And, you know, of course, that is the one thing that you can do because we've always seen Jessica as the little Buchanan.
She
was Ace's little favorite.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And Matthew, too. Matthew was his favorite, mm-hmm. too, when he came on.
Yep.
And
oh,
he's
I cannot stand that.
A little bit of a bat as Bo's son. What's going on with him?
Matthew.
He's
turned into a mini Clint. He's
yes,
turned into
I know.
A little girl.
Yeah,
he
what's
is.
Going on there?
Oh, man. That's why I said Matthew should be Clint's son and Rex should be Bo's because they are
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that
so.
They're taking this to extremes. I mean, because this is what they did with Clint and both Clint and Matthew. They went and they had them go through heartache, which was Clint, of course, having his wife cheat on him with his brother. So you have that heartache. And then he's turning, like, into a greedy little bastard. And then you have Matthew, who got dumped by Danny. And, of course, it's his first time being dumped, and he's going to be bitter. But there's Clint egging it along.
I know.
I just, it makes me upset because Matthew was such a good kid. And he's
yes.
a really good actor. I really like Eddie. And it's just, I don't like to see how this is going to play. Because
mm-hmm.
I think this is going to alienate him from Bo and Nora more.
Well, once they
yeah,
find out
I mean,
what's going on, it's going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, with the snow happening here, you guys, I have to recall Ryan all at midnight because, okay, yeah, it was snowing a lot, but come on. I think if the weather is bad, can you just have something in the crawl? Same whatever, I mean, I'm sorry. NBC, NBC and ABC were smart today. They did the crawl. I don't know why all CBS affiliate decided to, like, annoy me, because I'm like, okay, by 12:30, they are going to put B and Beyond. And 12:30 came and went, and the news was still on. Oh, can someone tell me if they on Days of Our Life of May, if they figured out Maggie is in the coffin
yet? Victor caught on. He figured it out, and he called Vivian to, you know, to, like, kind of, like, play with her a little bit, and he's like, hey, how about if I go take you out now? I'm going to go take you out now.
Did he ever take Maggie out?
And he went to go try to get Maggie out, but Vivian called her guy, or Gus guy, and said that as Victor left the house yet, because she thinks that he's suspicious now. And so Victor was trying to get Maggie out of there, and the guy Gus came behind him and, like, tasered him or something, and so then Vivian was there, showed up too.
I love how he said, "I take it you're not in the coffin anymore." And
Oh my god!
Just nonchalantly looks up at her and says that. I about died laughing. It was so funny how he said it.
I just love Victor, and so even Vivian, she cracks me up.
I hope Brady shows up.
Yeah.
I wish he would have called Brady with his suspicion, so he had some backup. But I think Brady will show up.
Yeah,
just
really.
They'll get around eventually.
But what in the heck is going on with Nathan and Melody? What do they get? Like, was
they
it
have
some
that
kind of
virus
poison?
Thing? They have virus from that, you know, from that patient who was from some country. He was from some country, and he contracted this virus. And since they were tending to him, they got it. So now they're in. They're in detox or whatever the hell, and they'll probably think that they're dying. They'll profess their undying love for each other.
I loved what Melody said when they were in the room. Am I going crazy? Are those people wearing, like, an outfit or something?
Right, that was funny.
I'm like. You know, that was funny. I'm sorry. I saw him and, like, wow. And, you know, but there's 1% on Days of Our Life I cannot stand anymore. It's Caroline. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
She just annoyed me.
Yeah, she was seemed like an annoying character up in everybody else's business, you know. Trying to play God with people's lives, doing this and keeping this and doing that and the other, whatever. But anyways.
I just really wanted to slap her. I'm like, I love Victor and Maggie, so it's like seeing them together is just, I think, really nice because, you know, I mean, I hope they, you know, go on a date or something.
Finally, Sammy and Rafe get married today. Did you see little Johnny with the FBI coat on? I thought that was cute.
Yeah, he's a cute little boy. In fact, both those little kids are cute. Both those little kids are cute.
Sammy had the same deal with her twins. Allie is Lucas's and Johnny's Ethan, so it can happen in daytime.
Okay. Yeah.
It can happen because somehow they're twins, but they're separate eggs, so the sperm can go to the different eggs.
Right, then there's some other soap. Yep. I think one of the first soaps that did that, I'm trying to think of which soap did that, had the two fathers, you know, the twins, but different fathers. I'm trying to think what soul
was
that.
Oh, wasn't that on Guiding Light?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Guiding Light.
Ross and Blake, they thought that when Blake got pregnant, they thought that her twins were one was Ross and one was, God, what's his name? Damn, the doctor. Damn it, why can't I think of his name? Shit.
Oh, Michael. Wait,
yeah,
no, Michael.
Rick. They thought the other child was Rick, but it turned out about a year later.
Rick, right.
About a year later that it was proved that both the kids were Ross's kids.
Oh, I've forgotten that. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was the damn guy that came between. It was Ross's brother, his half brother. He came between Blake and Ross, and but I don't know why he decided to prove that Ross is the father. You think because he hated his brother so much, he would let him believe? But I guess
well,
he was trying to look good on Blake's eyes.
Yeah, that's when Guiding Light was so good.
Wasn't
back
it?
In
I
the
loved
day. Oh,
when it was
gosh,
really
I
good back in the
show.
Day.
I love that show.
I know. Oh, I was like, I think I stopped watching it like when like Reva died, when she died, and then, but then I started liking Annie and Josh. But then when they made damn Annie evil,
crazy Annie,
crazy. I know.
Crazy
but
Annie.
You start liking a couple. You start liking something, and then all of a sudden they're going to make the person crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of turned me off when, you know, I could see it going downhill then, you know, when Josh married Reva's sister, and I said, what is going on here? And then he goes and he becomes a minister. It just started getting kind of whacked out, and it sort of turned me off, so I stopped watching it because it just wasn't, you know, wasn't all that, you know, good anymore.
Well,
me,
yeah, I stopped
opinion.
Watching it. I really stopped watching it kind of after they killed Tammy off, but then I totally stopped watching it when Jonathan completely wasn't on the show anymore because I was a big Jonathan fan,
and I
love Tom Pelfrey. And when I heard a rumor that he was going to be Dante, I mean, Sonny's son Dante, I was like, that physically.
Yeah, that
he's
somebody
tall.
Made that up. Somebody
he's way
made
too
that
tall.
Up.
You know,
I
so
know.
It wouldn't have been a good. Casting, you know.
Oh, man.
I think they were just thinking about him because he's a multi-Emmy winner, you know, or
he's
Emmy winner.
He's an excellent young actor. He's a very, very, very good young actor.
Hey, Bridget, didn't Bo on, like, Thursday or Friday on Days say to Rafe, well, there's something you can do to protect Sammy or something? What I heard that. Because
they are
getting married,
they got married. Well, they're starting to get married today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they started
right.
to get married today at the end.
And
today.
EJ and Nicole were conspiring together
to
today too, because she wants to get her hands on Sydney again.
Mm-hmm.
That
no,
woman should stay far away from each child.
She's like a chameleon, you know, Nicole.
She first goes to Sammy trying to get her to have contact with Sydney. Now she's going to EJ to do the same thing.
She's pitiful.
No, and
not thinking about Sydney. She's thinking about Nicole because whatever Nicole wants, she wants to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. But Audrey in the chat room goes Harley and Mallet too. I loved Harley and Mallet. Me and my friend would tape it at home, and then me and my best friend in high school would come home either at her house or my house.
We
would watch
Guiding
Harley
Light.
And Mallet. Huh?
Yeah, that was on Guiding Light.
Yeah, on Guiding Light.
He was good.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. That Allie is so much bigger than Johnny. Look how little he is compared to her and their twins.
Oh, yeah.
He's just tiny.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really in Allie. Is Allie, right? Has she been on or is she with Lucas? I mean,
no, she's
with Lucas.
She's throwing the flowers in front of Sammy. She's walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
But she's so much bigger than little Johnny, and they're supposed to be twins.
Well, nothing's perfect.
But my question is, they are trying to take the kids. It's just Johnny and
Sydney,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
I'm sorry,
he
but
he just wants his kids. He doesn't want
You should have thought about that when you sent Nicole and Anna to kidnap them. And you know what? I didn't get mad at Sammy for, you know, pulling the gun. I'm like, too bad.
I didn't get mad
Well, there's one thing about Sammy. She loves her kids and she protects her kids.
That's
you
right.
You can't fault her for that. She does take care of her kids. Whether they want her to or not. Poor Will, he's been through the ringer since he was a kid.
Right.
Me too, Audrey. I went when they broke Karen and Jagger up. I think I went to Gunning Lake too. That was my all-time favorite GH couple. Oh my gosh, I loved Karen and Jagger. That was a couple I just could not. I had to watch all the time. I bought their whole story on DVD from somebody. So if I want to be nostalgic with Karen and Jagger, I could like. Pull them out, you know.
Well, look like that's what you'll have to be doing to a lot of these folks.
Actually,
now.
I got an autographed. I had got a friend of mine a long time ago. Well, I'm not friends with her anymore. It was through work. She got me an autographed calendar of Antonio Sabato Jr. too. But stupid me. I think I threw the damn calendar away after a few years.
Whoa.
I was trying to. I was doing some spring cleaning and I think why I did it is because actually I had a picture. She gave me a picture because she wants an autograph signing and there was a picture of him. And I had that was autographed, so I think I kept that picture and threw the calendar away. So I have that picture somewhere. I don't know where I put it though, but yeah. My God, I loved Antonio Sabato Jr. back then.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
I knew that.
My all-time favorite soap couple is Cruz and Eden. They're my very first couple ever. I started watching soaps back, maybe truly with Santa Barbara, and they were my all-time favorite soap couple. They still are, though.
Yeah.
That's the way to write a soap couple. Cruz and Eden is the best. If they want to start writing really good romance couples on soaps,
they need to go and do their homework with
Cruz and Eden, and that's how you write a couple. And the kind of angst that Cruz and Eden went through is that she was missing for like 4 months. She got kidnapped, and she was presumed dead, and Cruz was just going, you know, he lost the love of his life. He was going through the emotion, and then she turned up like 4 years. She was being held captive by somebody, and she turned up like 4 months later, and Cruz was just like, the way his reaction to her was like, oh my God, you know, and it was so wonderful. I love them.
Yeah, well, what can you do? Times have changed, but they still have, you know, good couples, you know, but it's not on hospital. But they do have pretty good couples, you know.
I was a big fan of Lucas and Sammy. I thought, you know. I mean, when they were trying to break them up, I'm like, no, leave them alone. But now that he is with Rafe, I love Rafe and Sammy.
Yeah, I like him.
He brings out the good in Sammy. He don't put up with her bullshit. He lets her know.
Right, yeah. Bridget. My first favorite couple was Frisco and Felicia. I loved them.
Me too. Yeah, I love them too.
I love them. And
I kind of liked Matt with Felicia too. After Frisco, I liked Matt with Felicia too.
I liked them as a couple. I loved. And then the second one was Josh and Reva. They were my, I used to love them. And then on ABC Soaps, it was Jack and Erica, who I, oh, they were, I mean, I was, that was my first couple, but I used to write it and send it
really?
And do all
I never
this
did
stuff.
All that writing stuff.
Because when they broke them up, well, I said, no, they can't do that to my Jack and Erica, you know.
Oh,
I used to send in letters, so that's what got me started on them. And then, but they kept them apart for a while, and then finally one day when I turned on my TV, they were showing this promo of them kissing. I said, that's it, because I stopped really watching AMC. And I started watching it again, you know, and they put them back together. You know how they do. They put them back together for a while, then they had some acts, and they broke them up, and same old, same old. And then,
then
GH. But I tell you, my all-time favorite couple, I got to say, is my Jason and Elizabeth. I have never seen a couple with so much damn chemistry.
Me neither.
These two actors.
I love Zach and Kendall, too.
Nobody.
So sad. Zach's gone.
That was so sad.
Brilliant.
I said, give her the Emmy. Give that girl the Emmy. She could always cry. She was the best crier in daytime. Yeah.
Are you talking about Charlotte? Who are you talking about?
Alicia, Miss You, whatever her name is. You know, Kendall on AMC.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You were, she's the best crier. Did you say she's the best crier in daytime?
She is the best crier.
She rocked it today. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
She flipped out. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Wow.
I told for a minute, and
Zach
I hired him after that.
Out of all of her pairings, Zach was the best one for
yes,
her.
Yes,
he
was.
He didn't put her shit either. He was older.
He was more mature, and that's the kind of man she needed. You know?
And the thing with their love, it was a grudge. It was a love-hate relationship.
Right.
And then it grew into love. And that
into
was
a deep love, deep love.
Storyline, too.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the kinks, the breakups.
He's a very sexy man.
Oh, I love him. I think he is
sexy man, yes.
Next to Bert, he is probably the second best sexiest man that I see on daytime.
I was just wondering who Allie liked, if he liked Kendall and Zach, or if he didn't, or what, because
I liked Kendall and Zach together. I agree with you guys. He was more mature for her.
Yeah.
That's what she needed. She needed somebody to kind of ground her, because I think Kendall, I always see her as like a Carly from General Hospital. They both come up with really wacky schemes.
They always get busted.
Right. They always get busted. And they always need a man to pull them out of it. Do you know what I mean? And I think Zach was the right person for her.
I think he
was able to keep one step ahead of her and be able to get her out of there before she sunk. Just like I like Jax and Carly together, because I think they have the same kind of relationship.
Yeah, Jax and Carly, yeah.
I think she was Jax and Carly.
I hate Zach
because, you know, you're married to Carly, but you're going to bring Sunny down, Jason down, and you're going to think, oh, Carly is just going to say, yes, husband, do it. No. And that's why I cannot stand with the Zach and Carly. I love Sunny and Carly, but see, my little heart is like torn between Sunny and Brenda and Carly Sunny and Brenda and Carly and Sunny. It's like, crap, this is not fair for them to do to me. But, you know, but I feel so sorry for everyone today. What the scenes I saw with even the new Bianca is improving a little, but I do miss
she kind of grows on you now.
I like her. I think she's doing a good job for what she's got. She took a role that from a long time girl, and you know that's hard on a newcomer.
Very, very hard.
Who are you talking about? I was in chat.
The new Bianca.
Oh, Bianca. Okay. Well, I don't watch AMC. Okay, yeah. When there's new characters, new actors playing old characters, you got to give them a chance because just like just like Michael, Chad Jewell, I think he's doing an excellent job. And
he's
a more mature Michael.
Yeah, he's
a more mature Michael.
He's 18 years old. They got to mature him sometime.
Yeah.
But
you know what I don't want them to do with this damn story with, I have a feeling they're going with
Abby and him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked Allie and Mike.
I'm waiting for the fallout
with Allie and
Carly
Michael.
finds out.
Huh?
I'm waiting for the fallout.
Because she's a hooker. Isn't she a hooker?
Yeah,
or
she's a dancer. She's a dancer that went to a strip club.
Oh, strip club. Okay. Well, Carly, when she finds out, she ain't going to be happy camper.
I like Abby and Michael. I think that I did really like Allie.
Just fast forwarding that. I can't.
The way she talks to Michael, it's kind of grating. It's like, she's talking to him like a child. I think.
To remember, he is a child compared to her.
But
she's seen a lot more.
How old is she supposed to be? Like, do you know? I don't know. Is she supposed
she's supposed to be like 20, 21.
Oh, really?
Because she's talking about college.
Well,
the thing is, I think what CH has messed up with was, If Michael's 20 and they are aging Christina to 18, and logically, Molly is supposed to be 5. Molly was supposed to be younger than Cameron, so.
Look at how close that they're making Cameron and Jake look, and also Spencer.
Yeah.
I mean, Spencer's like Cameron's age.
It's good that they're keeping the same actors, though, for
it's a good thing, which doesn't really happen that often.
With the Molly and Christine, that was plot point devices, so that's why they aged those kids, you know? Mm.
Well, I was Molly, but finding out that her little sister, that her big sister suffered both her daddy and her sonny. Sorry, I'm just being mean right now, but that's okay. I mean, I just.
I think we're actually reading a fanfic called Memories on RTN. I don't know if anybody's
did
you see? That's the one where he's Jason Cordemy.
Yeah.
He was a doctor. In this fanfic, he actually went to medical school before the accident when he turned to Jason Morgan. But in this one, I guess they had Jake. You know, this is still in this time frame, you know, and he's with Sam, and he's still going through all the stuff he's going through now, but he got in an accident. And now he's Jason Quartermain. But he still got both Jason Morgan and Quartermain in him. But the only person he could really remember was Elizabeth. Carly kidnaps him. Carly kidnaps him to try to get him to remember her. Mm-hmm. Only her and everything that they meant to each other.
Carly and Sam.
Sam kidnaps Elizabeth and holds her in a straitjacket in a mental institution. And then, but what I love about Jason remembered being Jason Morgan, and he said, "Sorry, Carly. Basically, I can't remember you." And so he gets out of there and he goes to get Liz because Sam's going after her, and Sam locks her and her. Mm-hmm. Sam locks herself up with Liz and everything, and Liz so knocked Sam out, though.
She got
Jason remembered everything because of that drug.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But he still didn't have the feelings he did because he had part of Jason Quartermain.
I think that's
what they're doing. They're just going to fuse like those two characters together. So the writers
are so much better than the actual writers on the show because
I think,
in my opinion, they could write a story like that. And I think I would really go for it because it would have mix of Jason Quartermain and Jason Morgan. Hopefully more of Jason Morgan, but you know, I mean, I don't know.
Someone's
gonna
have to send me a link of the story.
They can't domesticate Jason.
That's
what kills me. They need to stop thinking they can't domesticate him.
I know, he can be domesticated.
Whether they like it or not, they
made
Jake. He's got to be domesticated somehow in some form.
That's so stupid. The man has to have some kind of family.
I like in the fanfic, Jason's in the hospital at night. He's like waking up and he sees this shadow. Like, he thinks it's Elizabeth. But it's actually Sam, like, trying to have sex with him in the hospital room.
He's like,
Jason could do that on the show in real life, you know, on the show now.
And
like,
Michael kills Sonny because Sonny shoots Elizabeth.
Yeah, because he shot Liz, right? So
yeah.
He actually helped
Michael with his problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a good
so
fanfic.
It's really good.
Okay, well, yeah, it's on RTN. I just was searching RTN for fanfics.
Yeah.
And another good fanfic, and then I saw Memories on there. But I remember either Shirley or Bridget talking about Memories.
Was it you?
Okay, yeah. And so I thought maybe we should start reading it.
We're reading
four chapters a night or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm on the phone with Carly and I'm reading it to her, like I'm reading it out loud, like if I'm reading to kids or something, you know. And it was actually so good, but I couldn't not read it. I was actually falling asleep reading it. I was really tired, you know. It was like 2 in the morning or 1:30 in the morning.
Good. I keep going back now. The last chapter was 44, so I'm waiting for 45 to come up.
Does it get better, Shirley? Is Sam still in it? Because it looked like what we read that Sam is totally out of the picture now, but does she come in the picture
Sam
more?
Sam is sort of going to be out of the picture, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hoping somebody kills her.
What happens, but you'll see.
I know Sonny isn't out of the picture yet. I know he's probably not out of the picture yet, right? Carly hates how Carly's being written into the fanfic.
Yeah, I know, I do.
Laura hates the writing?
Yeah, well, no, Carly hates the way Carly's, our Carly on the phone hates the way Carly's being depicted in this fanfic.
Carly
in the fanfic, she like sighs. She's like, and I'm like, it's just a fanfic, remember? Okay, you know.
I know.
It's got to happen sometime.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Hey. I mean, why? Why can Benno Hoster give me a really good
little given to her that she dishes out sometimes?
Right. And somebody got to give it back to her, baby. You know, somebody got to give it back to her.
You guys, did I tell you that I guess my sister is having like 17 people over for Thanksgiving? I'm supposed to get bread. And so I was calculating the other night. Because, you know, she's like, oh, just get some dinner rolls and stuff. So I'm thinking, since there is like 17 people, I think I'm gonna get like six load things, because some of them come in like 12 packages. So
yeah, they even have larger packages too, Carly.
They do.
They have larger packages of dinner rolls. Yeah, so.
You figure
the average guest eats around at least two rolls, a piece. So.
You are doing the turkey, or what are you doing for youths?
I'm doing the turkey. I'm doing the yams, and I'm doing the cranberry relish.
How do you make your yams? Because I'm making yams too.
For the past few years, I've been, getting the fresh yams and mashing them up. You season them with your orange and your vanilla flavoring.
You put orange
rum.
In it, huh?
I put rum in there and.
Oh my god!
not the real rum.
I just make sure
you want them all bombed, don't you?
Because I would, instead of putting walnuts in mine, I was thinking of putting raisins in it. I bought a box of raisins, but my mom today said.
I put crushed pineapple.
Oh, really?
And then I get marshmallows, and I melt them on top.
Really?
And it cooks it. Mm-hmm.
I never
take a little cinnamon.
I'm just putting raisins. I'm going to try raisins this time. My mom said, no, just plant. I'm like, well, I'm going to put a few raisins in it, and see how it turns out.
Do whatever the heck you want.
I know.
Do.
It's my yams. I always make them.
Right. That's
right. I know. I actually took over the recipe from somebody, so.
Ah, so what?
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of awesome recipes online, too, for sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. 1 year I made it out of a can, yams, the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were terrible. Never make yams out of a can, and put more.
Well, it all depends
on
what cans you use. Now.
Yeah.
It's usually Bruce's yams. Like once in a while, if I want something quickie, like for dinner, the regular dinner, then I'll cook. But when I make them for Thanksgiving, it's always fresh. Fresh yams.
Well, 1 year I was trying to be quick. I didn't feel like going to buy yams, peeling them, and boiling them, and I thought I'd try them out of a can.
Mm.
And mushing them up from the can and everything, but they were terrible. Nobody ate them.
They get too mushy when they come from a can because they're already cooked so much.
In that juice there.
Yeah.
The juice
deteriorates them.
Yeah. So, and I was told to just make a small little batch. But usually when somebody tells you to make a small thing, you usually end up making more than that anyway, but.
But, you don't have to buy the canned yams, Terry. We were in Walmart.
I buy them and I peel them and I heat them up in the ice cream or put them on the pot.
What I was saying, you can buy them in the frozen food section. They're already sliced and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in fact, I saw that.
And they don't have the juice
in the water,
in them like the pandas.
And boil them in the water and they'll still turn out okay like that? Really?
What, frozen ones?
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, I was telling Tracy, I said, wow, look at this, man. They have the yams, sliced up, just sliced up in those circles, and they have them individually. You can take so many of them and cook them. They even have celery and onions cut up now. I said, man, they're making it real easy for people who have to, fix Thanksgiving dinner, Just a little less work there.
Annie in this album says, try a sweet potato pie with graham cracker crust. It's so good.
It's
and
good. That is my favorite pie of all pies.
I'm sorry, but you're making me want Thanksgiving dinner, like, right now.
I know.
I agree, and I have to wait a week.
You do?
Why do you have to wait a week?
Yeah.
Because my Thanksgiving is on Tuesday.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Well, we'll send you some. No, I'm kidding. Give us your address. We'll send you some leftovers. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
Feel sorry for me.
My favorite part of Thanksgiving is, and this is bad, is I love the mashed potatoes. And one year my mom, made mashed potatoes, garlic mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, because all of us like their potatoes, in a different way. But the mashed potatoes with garlic in them, oh, my God, they are so good.
Garlic potatoes. I haven't had mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving in I don't know how long, boy.
I haven't had
those in a long time.
Oh, wow. So did you guys usually have a different kind of potato for?
No, I fix the yams, you know. That's the only, potatoes I have, and rice, you know. We fix rice, so we have rice and gravy.
We've never had
mashed potatoes and such a long time. In fact, I used to make a potato salad. You know, I used to make that, but I haven't done that. Well, I don't do all that cooking anymore. I turn over to my daughter. I said, "You got it, baby. I will fix the turkey and those other couple of things." But she's an excellent cook, so she fixes the vegetables and the mac and cheese and stuff like that. You know,
I did that once. I cooked the Thanksgiving dinner on my own, kind of. Except the turkey, I helped with the turkey a little bit, but. The thing was is that my sister was supposed to help me, and she was off on the off of the wagon in Ventura County. She was supposed to help me clean the house, and she was doing her own crap, and I called her on it that day, and I'm like, "You're supposed to be here helping me." And so I ended up having to cook most of everything myself. So I admire people who have to cook for a lot more than, a handful of people.
Oh, yeah, you can do it. You just have to start early. You know, don't cook everything the same day. Take a couple of days and do your baking. Or, in fact, you can even fix your veggies and then freeze them. You know, and because I always, prep stuff, so all I got to do is put everything in the oven. Like the yams and stuff, I will get, Wednesday, I will prep them and just put it in the Pyrex dish, cover it up. And when I take the turkey out, then I put the yams in, and voila, that's it, baby.
Do you put the stuffing in the turkey or no?
Yes, I put stuffing, as far as it can go, then the rest I put in in a pan.
Yeah.
But it doesn't beat that, stuffing coming out of a turkey because it has all the seasonings from the turkey and it just can't be, I just love it. I love stuffing anyway.
Oh, me too.
In this album goes, "I'm cooking for 14," and Annie goes, "What, no fried turkey?" And we did that one year. I did not like it. I did not like the. We did the deep fried turkey.
Oh, yeah. They have the fryers now that's supposed to be sold. They said, when you taste fried turkey, you will never want to go back to roast turkey. That's what they say. Fried turkey is yum-o.
I'll take either. I like the fried turkey.
Yeah, they said fried turkey is good. And they have these fryers now. Yeah. Well, I'm not really a big turkey lover. I'll take it once a year, you know.
As long as they don't over-fry it, then it can get nasty, but,
Well,
we have 60 seconds, but, we are going to do overtime.
Oh,
but
Carly.
Hey, Okay, no, no. So people,
the
kiss of death
right there,
Shirley.
We have 60 seconds.
Are we actually having a show on Wednesday then, or what? Is it just going to be like an hour?
Oh, I can't make
it
Wednesday.
Yeah, because
I can't make it Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I will be at the bar drinking happily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's the last day of school, so 4.5 days. So I'm going
to have one. I mean, hopefully people will, you know, whoever wants to come in could come.
Oh,
you know.
Okay, you guys. You guys, we are counseling Wednesday, but I hope people in this album heard me.
I don't know. I mean,
canceling when? Yeah, because what? That's sort of a bad day because
people
are prepping
people
and
ready
doing
and
stuff and getting ready to get up at 3 a.m. in the freaking morning to put the turkey on. You know, that's kind of rough.
Well, nowadays a turkey, if you put it in a bag, it only takes a couple hours to cook. So
In fact, the very first turkey that I made when I was married, I made this turkey. I wrapped it up season it, and then I wrapped it up in cheesecloth and put everything in this bag and turned it upside down. Because that's what this man taught me. And where all the juices and things go to the breast, that was the best turkey I ever made, and I never did it that way again. But that was the best turkey, than a brown bag. And, you know, it was funny. When you watch these shows on Food Network, nobody covers turkeys. I mean, you know.
No, they don't.
Nobody, I said, but turkey is the driest meat, and you have to be very careful because you don't want dried, you'd be choking. And but nobody covers the turkey. You see these cooks, they don't cover it. But you have to constantly baste it. You know, you have to constantly baste it like every half
and
an
watch
hour.
It
so like
a hawk
that.
Or you're
and
over.
Watch. See, I can't. I hate cooking like that. You know, you got. But that's what you have to do with turkey. You know, but like my mom, I got her old roaster, and it has a top to it, and that makes the best. Turkeys are so juicy. And maybe the last 45 minutes, an hour, then I take the cover off, and it finishes browning, you know. But
And the good thing about the turkeys these days, they have those little timer things they
the
put
timers.
In.
But
so when the red thing pops up, you're done.
Half the time, they work. And I always take mine past, even after it pops up, I always let it cook a few minutes, at least a half an hour longer, you know, just to make sure.
Or I'll turn the heat down a little bit so it doesn't over, but it'll kind of keep it going.
Right.
I don't think I've ever had a dry turkey.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I know. I haven't had a dry turkey. No.
And I didn't have to shoot the turkey this year.
You have to kill your own turkey. Oh,
yes, that's the whole thing. That's why we have tons of turkeys.
Poor Wilbur the turkey.
No, you know,
one turkey down,
another turkey comes.
I guess that's how
the
you have to live.
Wow, Shirley. Like, it's okay. There'll be another 10 or 12 chicks next year.
Oh, gosh.
See, I make my
that's
turkey. I
life.
Do.
Kill
what happened,
eat.
Allie?
Mm.
Allie, what did you do?
I do a garlic herb butter for my turkey.
Ooh.
And I put it underneath the skin.
On the skin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Under it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And get in between the skin and the meat.
Right.
And have pockets in it. So that way it's really, really moist and good like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the cavity, instead of doing stuffing, I will do like an orange, a lemon, and a half a head of a garlic.
You go, girl.
And put
that
it in
sounds,
and
wow.
fry it up.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
it is
good.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I had
sounds
a friend
good.
Put fruit inside with the stuffing, and it was awesome. It brings the moisture
really?
In the turkey, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, like oranges and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
just leave it leave the whole orange, don't peel it, and stuff it in there with the stuffing, and it brings out the juices in the turkey, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just cut my oranges in half.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then
boy,
whatever leftover herbs.
Yeah,
you guys are making me hungry now.
Yeah,
good.
I was just gonna say something like,
that sounds good.
When did this? When did it start becoming like
a cooking show?
A cooking show.
This is This is Blog Food Network. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
Geez.
Let's see. Well, okay, I can get my carrot cake recipe out. Okay, here, write it down. Okay, put
me. Okay, see,
you know my mom now taught my niece came into my room the other night. She said that my mom doesn't really like the way I make it. I'm like, it's a recipe, but I think it's because I maybe add a little bit. I add everything that is on the recipe. I don't know
and
what's going on.
And then you add your own little touches, right?
Maybe it's
Terry,
the frosting. Maybe I put a little bit too much
everybody
vanilla in it or something.
Everybody makes their food differently with the same recipe.
Exactly.
I can't make half the stuff my mom makes the same. She tells me exactly the same thing. It doesn't taste like how
it
I make it.
I know. I made a carrot cake once with my, about 2007, like a summer of 2007, my cousin from Australia was here, and I made a carrot cake because she never had it before. My mom's like, is there something missing in it? And it's her recipe. And I'm like, did you add vanilla? And I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't. And she knew that I didn't have to
right
add the vanilla in there.
Right.
Boy,
yeah.
Mothers are kind of sixth sense.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, I did not learn to cook from my mother. I learned to cook from the cooking shows on TV.
Really?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Seriously. I was not, okay. I could bake and stuff, but cooking, I had, I was always outside with Dad, so I never really was interested in cooking.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters, they loved it, but me, I was the tomboy. I had to be out doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned on my own after I graduated and went to college. I watched cooking shows, and that's how I learned how to cook.
All right.
Me too.
That experiment with cookbooks.
Yep.
Lots and lots.
Mm-hmm.
I have tons of cookbooks.
I have cookbooks that I don't even open. I mean, when I was younger and when I was married, I used to use them, but like my mom, she was such a hellified cook, so we used to watch, we used to watch her cook, and stuff, and I consider myself a pretty good cook, and my daughter, she's an excellent cook, that sometimes you watch your mom or your grandma, and either you have a hand or you don't. Sometimes your mom can be a great cook, but then some people suck at it. So, you either have a hand or you don't. But
Well, yeah, and my dad actually is a really good cook too.
Sometimes men make the best cook.
My dad is too. He's a handyman to have around.
Mm, he sure is.
Sure is. Oh, well. And so it was yesterday. I called Grandma and I go. I'm placing my holiday cookie orders. She goes, okay. And I'm like, I would like 5 pounds of fudge, please, because he makes the really good fudge. And I would like some chocolate chip cookies, please. And those other Christmas cookies. And she goes, when would you like it by? I'm like, right now, please.
Hmm.
And
right
I was
now.
Craving now. I was craving chocolate so bad that Terry can vouch for it. And I'm like, I was just thinking, this sucks. And I wanted something chocolatey. Well, I just needed something sweet at that moment, and I didn't have any ice cream or anything. So I texted my dad, and I go, are you out on a plumbing job right now? And he goes, yeah, why? I'm like, well, if you are stopping by my way, could you, bring me ice cream or something? And he would have, but his plumbing job got late, And then we got, I guess, the snow at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I love snow people, but, you know, they closed everything in this town today and tomorrow.
How much snow did you get?
We got, well, here, where I live, we got about three feet. Well, my sister lives in Tacoma, where Terry and I got lost. They got about 12 inches.
We got almost 3 feet the last couple days.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, Audrey in the chat room. Audrey in the chat room does not like Will and Emma on Glee or Rachel and Finn. Okay, that's okay. Just see if this is go with prime time too. You're gonna like who you like, you know. So.
That's right.
I don't
baby.
Even watch
no,
it,
I
so I really don't
like.
Care.
okay, Dean.
Shirley, have you been up to date? Are you up to date on Dexter yet?
Oh, Carly. I mean, Terry. Oh, Terry, what is happening? You know, there's only 3 episodes left.
I know. Did you see what
Terry,
Dexter did?
I don't know, man.
What's her name? Daughter came back
is
on
making
last
me nervous.
Night's show. She ran away or something. But I'm liking her relationship with Dexter right now because she was afraid. She was afraid to, like, say anything about the girls, her friend's mom's boyfriend was beating her or something. And I love how Dexter put somebody above himself first.
And he
beat
the hell out of him.
Yeah, he beat the hell out of him. I knew he was going to do that. I was waiting for that.
Even his dead stepfather was proud of him.
I know. But I was kind of glad with the daughter, like, she called him on the fact that she thought that Newman was more than whatever, you know. I'm hoping that she's not going to become more than that because he really doesn't need anybody like that right now. He's just, it's too soon after Rita, you know, and he can't really. Rita proved that he can't have a family. He can't really be married and be a serial killer at the same time.
It's kind of hard. I mean, but he loves his son. I think he's going to be a good dad. And just like Jason and even the Boston Strangler, they had these separate lives.
I know. Dex even said to to Astrid that he loved, that she loved to hit her, you know, and everything. And I'm hoping she's going to be in more episodes, though, because, you know, they kind of need his, well, not his influence in the sense of the other side of him, but the father figure, you know.
I think he's going to be a good dad, but I'm telling you, that Peter Weller is making him real nervous.
Oh, my God. He's just getting too close for comfort now. It's getting way too close.
To kill him.
I know.
He's going to have to kill him, Carly.
I know.
I mean, Terry, he's going to have to kill him.
I know. God. They better make – I'm curious to find out this season finale, how they're going to top what they did last season finale because
– Oh, man.
That guy is getting way too close for comfort. But Dexter, problem is Dexter has no idea that that's going on.
That's the
As opposed
part.
With Dokes, he had a head start on it all.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
this time he can't really. I wish Dexter. Oh my God.
This guy has been stalking him.
I know.
And when he took those pair of binoculars and he watched Lumen. And Dexter.
But
on
you know
the
what? I have a feeling.
Dumping the body.
I have a theory because it looks like next week's preview, it looks like that Lumen, he's going to catch Lumen murdering the people or the doing the killing.
I think maybe Dexter might have her.
I don't know. He might have to have her take the fall for it or something. I don't know. I mean, because, you know, you're talking about Dexter.
Dexter here, and he'll do anything to protect his secret. And
yes,
I don't know. I mean, Lumen. I think there's more to Lumen than what's happening right now.
Yeah, you know, it's something
there's
about
something
her
that,
that's a little off. I don't
yeah.
know what it is, but it's something I don't feel comfortable with. And
I don't either.
Depp is getting a little on the suspicious side now. I said, oh, God.
And to have Lumen know his secret, to have Lumen know his secret is really freaking me out.
That was bad because it's somebody else that knows what he does. And you see, when you do stuff like that, you have to work alone. You don't have no accomplices.
Even Dexter said himself, having a partner, you know, is having a part. He said, I like this. It's easier to have a partner, you know.
Oh, jeez.
But I don't think
smart.
Dexter's going to like it after a while, you know, being a partner with killing and everything. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen.
She has issues, too. You know. She has issues.
She's getting too involved in the killing
good.
Shit, though.
It's so good.
She might turn out to be one of those that gets too into the killing that she might just go kill innocent people or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. But it is
God,
so
why
good.
See that?
It's just
why?
Making me nervous. Huh?
No, I go, when you said OC, my dislike to, you know, kill, I'm thinking, maybe we should send her over to the hospital to kill Sam.
See, the problem with her is that, Dexter's had years and years and years and years to have his father get that code instilled in him and everything, but Lumen's just, like, reborn as a killer, so, you know, and for Dexter, like I said, you know, but for her, she's just learning this, and so she might get sloppy and mess
and
something up
and
for Dexter.
And she's getting caught up in it, boy. She's got she's got the needle going, and then she got the little blood spot. I said, oh, this chick is into it now, man. She's really into it.
I know
boy.
But I don't like the detective, the head of their boss. She totally put the sister under the bus.
Oh, she gets on my nerves.
I don't like her. I'm sorry. No. She needs to go. She needs to She needs to do something bad and get off the show.
She's a trip. They have three more episodes left, and I know y'all don't watch Boardwalk Empire, but it's very good.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch that.
It has two more episodes. Two more episodes.
Hey, Terry, did you see Fringe?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Two weeks
for Fringe to come back, though. Shit.
Sweetie.
They do the cliffhangers on the best parts.
I know.
We have to wait till like next week, but still. Bridget, why?
She was so close. Oh my gosh. At least she saw that lady before she went through. I was like, I hope she says enough to her before she zaps back.
Oh, I hope so. Did you see the previews? This Olivia's going to catch on to him and everything. But did you hear that they're moving Fringe to Friday nights starting January 28th?
Wonderful, because
of American Idol.
Yeah,
because they're trying to, because Glee's doing so well in its time slot that they don't want to move Glee, because usually American Idol is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making American Idol on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and so they're going to put Glee.
We're not impressed about
Dead night, you know what I mean? And usually when they do that on a, but actually CSI New York's been doing really well in its time slot on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking I'm going to have to sacrifice a show on Friday nights for Fringe, because I love Fringe.
Oh, my God.
What time is Fringe going to be on Friday night?
Fringe is going to be on at 9 o'clock to 10, but see, I watch Supernatural and CSI New York at the same
time. Well, see, my Sanctuary on Sci-Fi channels on Friday nights, too.
I don't watch Sanctuary anymore. I used to watch that.
It's getting good again.
But I hate it. The daughter,
it's on
she, left,
8
she got killed off the show. I loved the daughter.
I
but she's
know.
Not on there anymore.
But they found a new world. And they're trying
oh, they
to find
did?
Out where. Oh yeah, it's starting to get good again.
Well,
and,
if you have a DVR, can you watch? Can you take?
No, I don't. But
oh,
it seems
shoot, really?
It starts at 8 o'clock here, my time.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm hoping that Fringe will be right after.
Maybe.
After Sanctuary, but I can always watch. They put Sanctuary on twice on Friday.
Oh, they.
So
oh yeah, they do
do
that on Sci-Fi.
One
yeah.
episode, I can watch it again later.
Fringe is getting good now. You
see,
can't
I can't
get out
my Grey's on Thursday night because Grey's and Fringe are on at the same time on Thursday night.
Oh,
so
shoot.
I can't give up my Grey's because it's
you know
good.
What? You know what? You
see,
know what? I
that's
was
what
watching.
Happened to me a long time ago when they moved the show to, like, some night. I was a big CSI regular Las Vegas, but then Supernatural, they moved it to the night of Supernatural with on Thursday nights, or one of the shows got moved, and so I had to sacrifice one show. So I had to sacrifice the CSI one because I could not give up Supernatural. So
yeah.
Now I don't. I'm kind of over. I haven't watched Las Vegas for a long time. The CSI Las Vegas. So I don't even know what's going on in that show. I lost interest after that because of the damn move that they did on me.
I kind of wish they would have put Fringe on the weekend because there is not a
really?
Dilly squat on the weekends.
They used to have shows on. They used to have
happened.
Shows on the weekends,
yeah.
didn't they? Like
well,
Saturday
they had
shows.
On Tuesday
yeah.
They had Fringe on Tuesday nights last year.
Oh, they did.
And it was perfect because there was nothing to watch on, for me on Tuesday night,
that's
so
right.
I could watch it without
yeah.
worrying about missing another show.
Well, because Glee's on there now on that time
well,
slot,
yeah,
so they're not going to move it.
But, of course, Grey's Anatomy is a season show, so they're going to lose viewers because
mm-hmm.
Grey's get good, too, again.
See, that's what,
I know.
That's what happens. You know, it's bad because when they start changing time slots and whatnot, it can really screw up a show.
Or they could have put it on at 7 o'clock.
So well.
They could have put,
yeah.
put Fringe on at 7, Grey's at 8, and then Private Practice at 9.
Nice.
That would have been perfect because there's nothing really on Thursday at 7 o'clock that I watch. Because
yeah,
they do
wait,
a rerun
you...
of Grey's here the hour before
yeah,
the news.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So it's
that's
fine,
what they
I
do here, too.
They wouldn't fight for ratings because there's really nothing else
yeah.
on Thursday night at 7 o'clock to really watch.
Right.
Here.
Right.
But they don't
hey,
think
of it.
Smart for them. They never think about that stuff.
Hey, I'm in the alley still on? No.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, but I agree. I mean, I'm like, but you know, Friday night's so bad too because I love Blue Bloods. And thank God that's on the 10, but. They need to, like, leave the TV shows well. They have
I know. Blue Bloods is
you
like
know, I... Yeah, and I don't think American Idol is going to be, you know, that popular this season.
I don't think
this is going to be
Tyler,
the last season for
I
that
don't
show.
Think they're going to do good
I
this
think
year.
They're going to do well, because
no,
a lot of people
I think
were, they
one,
were turned off.
Simon is what made the show
yes.
the way it was, you know, in my
Everybody
opinion.
Everybody wanted
yeah.
to watch to see his reaction of
yeah.
all of
right.
it.
Simon
yeah.
and Paula and, you know.
They
you
fought.
Know,
they
the
enjoyed
them.
The arguing between the judges, and it was
mm-hmm.
fun watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
look
that
for
was lost its
yeah.
edge.
Yeah,
I'm not
all that excited this year. But I'll tune in
like when they start doing the judging really to see how they really are. You know what I mean? And I'll tune in for the first week of
they
when they do the auditions
together.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I look
well,
for this to be the last year.
I'm hoping it is.
With the stars.
And that's too bad because they've got some good acts out of that. I mean, look at Carrie Underwood. And,
I know.
And
yes,
they did bring out some
Tree.
Very talented
She's
people
been, uh-huh.
from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Dog Tree,
oh, yeah.
very first
yep.
one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dog Tree. Oh yeah, Dog Tree.
A lot of good actors.
Right? I loved him.
Right.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yep.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Well, Kelly was the first one.
Yep.
And she was doing good.
But I think the first year, out of all of them,
I think it was Carrie and
she did the most, I think.
And Daughtry, they are the best. But Carrie tearing it up. Every year she's always winning some kind of award. Boy, that girl is multi-talented.
Hey, I don't know, Bridget, do you remember the New Kids on the Block? Do you remember them when you were young?
I didn't get to watch the war.
I forgot all about them.
You watched the AMAs last night?
Yeah, well, I recorded it because I wanted to see them. Because I was a big New Kids on the Block fan.
I loved them.
It was nice to see that so bad.
It was good, actually.
Very entertaining.
Bridget, you can go on YouTube. I bet they have some clips.
Yeah, I should have some clips on YouTube.
And I was so upset when they said that I saw the winners. They had a list of winners on the entertainment news. And that's when I went, crap, it was last night, and I totally spaced it out. I didn't even. I was happy with Taylor. I was watching holiday shows. That's why. I was getting in the mood.
Yeah. I didn't really watch it for the awards. I was just watching it for the music. I fast forwarded
yes.
through a
the
lot
music.
Of the
awards.
Because I like to hear what they're singing.
I only wanted to watch it because of the Backstreet Boys and the New Kids. And they waited at the very end of the show.
At the very end. Because I had totally forgot they were on. And then I watched it, and then they kept them for last.
I think they were missing a Backstreet guy.
I think somebody died or something.
I think the tall one, the cute one that I always thought
something
was
happened.
Dark head with the mustache?
Yeah.
AJ?
What was his, not AJ. He's the tall one with the goatee. I can't remember his name. Can you list the names for
Kevin.
Me? Maybe I'll remember. Not the blonde one.
There's Kevin, Nick, Holly, Brian.
Kevin wasn't there. It was Kevin that wasn't there, I think. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I always thought he was the cute one in the group, but. Yeah.
I was glad Eminem won because he did an excellent job on those that song with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song that he did with her. And they're supposed to do another one.
They have a part two.
Yep. I can't wait.
I'm going to look
it
up.
It has been released.
Oh, has it?
Yep. I actually have it if you want to hear it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I like his stuff. When he's good, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not
mm-hmm.
in drama and dealing with stuff, I think he finally got his act together.
Yeah, it took him long enough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I'll have to.
Bridget, if you go onto YouTube and go New Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block on the AMAs, they're on there. Their performance
mm-hmm.
is on there.
Yeah, it was very good. I really enjoyed them. It was very, very good.
When Lady A, when it was up for the award, I watched it like midnight and totally forgot it was not midnight, like 11:30. And I was watching, and then they won, and I screamed so loud, and I forgot it was Sunday
Rock
night.
This year. They've gotten a lot of awards this year. I'm glad that they finally get recognized.
Who's that? I mean, I was Lady Annabelle.
Oh, yeah, they're very good, yeah.
Yeah, so I was happy that Taylor got it, and I'm like, okay, Kanye, don't go up to the...
Have you heard his song?
No. What is it like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it ugly? What? What is it?
He performed it on the MTV Awards not too long ago.
Okay.
The movie awards. It was Let's Hear It for the Douchebags or something like that.
Let's Hear It for the Douchebags. Oh, jeez.
I think that's part of it.
That's
yeah.
Typical Conway. Kanye. Yes. Yeah,
I did not like the song at all.
Well, the time.
Oh,
I
yes. I hated
it
that
really
song.
Grabby,
is
that
the,
you know
is it the same song he sang at the flipping MTV Awards? I hated that song.
Yeah.
That's what I
yep.
think that's what Allie was saying. It was,
yep,
you know,
that
yeah.
song was idiotic.
Stupid.
It was,
well, you know, Kanye can go and you know, and he's a talented guy and he's
yeah.
And he's not stupid by any sense.
Since
but
his
just,
mom died, I think he's
goes
been
off.
In a downward spiral since his mom died.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yes,
I agree.
That's a possibility, yeah.
I agree.
Because she
and
was
I can't,
his manager. Yeah. First was his everything. She went everywhere with him.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They were
very close,
yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the doctor that killed you, I don't think ever got, like, sent to prison or anything. I do remember that. That doctor that killed Kanye West's mom, he, you know, he never got sent to prison.
No.
You know,
no,
the doctor.
No.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't brought up on charges, if I find.
No.
Yeah.
But
well,
I couldn't
do?
Believe that he offered that song to Taylor Swift.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh,
and he God. Went and he said that he offered it on Twitter.
God.
And he went and he said that if she wouldn't perform it, he was going to perform it.
Oh, jeez.
And I
went
and
like, was Fergie
yeah,
wearing
I would never perform
that
it.
That is the ugliest costume I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
Mm. Carrie, are you still here?
Yeah, but I have you guys on mute.
Well,
wow. Oh, God.
Right,
okay,
Carrie. That's good to know. That she has muted us. Now, what is that saying to us? You don't feel like being bothered with us, Tara?
I think so.
No, but see,
you
no, I know why.
Are you guys there? Are you go- okay, I'm going to put you on mute, okay? Okay.
What?
You put us on mute, baby. That's it all.
Okay.
That says it all.
Right
yeah,
but
hey,
no,
did
I
watch Dancing with the Stars tonight?
No.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh,
I did.
No, I mean, it was, well, you know,
it was just
tomorrow night is it. And I will,
yeah.
we'll see whether Bristol can carry it off now if she goes on to win this thing.
I will shoot
I
my
say,
like that. Old
I will shoot my foot off.
And look, Mom.
Well, okay, Al.
Mom,
we don't want you to do that, so.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, she has been on way too long.
No, come
I agree.
On, come
I mean,
on.
You know, well, I was thinking when, you know, when they got with, oh, God, yeah, a couple of seasons ago, and I cannot think of her name, and when. She got sent home early to, like, Brandy, but this other one who was really good got sent home, like, in the third or fourth or
Sabrina.
Fifth week by
yeah.
everyone.
Sabrina.
She was awesome.
It all becomes a
popularity
contest. You
yeah.
know, you don't have to have talent. You know, you just have to have people like you a lot, you know?
Because they rely on the vote. The
and it's
the
just not
vote.
Fair. It's just not
yep.
fair. But, honey, I am pulling for Jennifer and Derek because I
yeah.
think I said if they don't win.
I agree
win,
with you, Shirley.
I
agree with you. I think they
yeah.
should win it.
They are so good.
I
they
like the
so
young
good.
Kid, too, but I think Jennifer
yeah,
and him should.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Jennifer, she deserves it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves it.
Oh.
You know,
I'm rooting for Kyle
it.
And Lacey.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm so happy for Kyle because he came a long way.
A long way.
He
came
so
a long
fun to
way.
Watch.
Yeah, he
I love his
so
facial
much.
Expressions when he's dancing. It is so
he
is having a night of his life.
He has me cracking up. He is so, and he's such a sweet young man. You know, he has such a great personality. And
yes,
all.
Great attitude.
But, yeah, great
so
attitude, but. I'm sorry, he's just not better.
I agree with you. I think
Jennifer
they have
I'm
it.
Sorry.
If Palin wins,
yeah.
I don't think.
I would definitely want a rematch if that happens.
Oh, a rematch?
Well,
if Palin wins,
remember?
On that.
Remember, season one, they had to have a rematch.
Yep.
Because, you know, and you know what? When they did the rematch, I did not, I seen my vote on the rematch. So I think it makes up for me and my bad decision in season one.
Yeah. I finally got to watch the latest episode of Vampire Diaries.
Oh, Cherry, are you here? Cherry loves Vampire Diaries.
What?
Cherry, okay.
I guess we're off mute.
Hello? What? I'm sorry.
Vampire Diaries.
I'm on YouTube. I was checking out New Kids on the Block. I was just, you know,
oh, okay.
I was like. They were doing interviewing them
good,
before the
right?
AMA started.
Okay.
All right. Okay, yeah. And I don't have it on. I have to mute this thing now. Okay, I'll turn the volume down.
I finally
got to see the Katarina episode of The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, yeah, what'd you think about that?
I can't believe it. I was really feeling sorry for Catherine, and I really, really liked it. I think Nina did a great job.
Yeah.
With, of course, the language. She had to do the language in it, and, I mean, it was just really powerful scene, especially whenever she went back to see her family and found them all slaughtered.
Uh-huh.
I was crying.
So, and basically, what I took from, basically she's telling Elena that in order for her to be safe, she had to turn herself into a vampire or something, right? Or what?
Right.
Is that basically what she was trying to have her do, you know, just go over
I
to the dark
so.
Side or something? I don't know, but
I think so.
That show's getting better. Every week that comes on, the next thing I know, the hour is over, you know?
I know, and I'm so upset. I have to wait until next week.
I know. Me too. I don't like the fact that Damon's got kind of another little love interest right now on the side.
I don't either. I want to kill that little rose.
What about this new? Did you see the finale? The new characters
Warlock.
The warlock.
Luca.
Yeah, his father is in cahoots now with the vampires.
I know.
What the heck? And poor
Jeremy,
he is so into,
Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie. He is so into her that, I hope they get together. I love Bonnie and Jeremy.
I do too.
But
I really like them. They
were
a nice surprise.
I wonder what this is all about. Why are they in cahoots with the vampires? This
because
really...
they all want to break the curse.
Okay, what curse are they trying to break? Are they trying to break the curse that
they're
the world
trying to. It's called the sun and the moon curse.
Uh-huh.
What it is whoever breaks it. If, if a vampire breaks the sun and the moon curse, then that means that vampires can come out in the sunlight, and they basically force werewolves to keep the curse on them and to only phase at the moon. But if the werewolves break the curse, then the werewolves can change at any time that they want to, and then the vampires have to stay hidden in the shadows.
Huh. Well,
None of them should break the curse.
Well, and in order to break the curse, you need a vampire sacrifice, a werewolf sacrifice, a witch, and a betrothal doppelganger human blood.
Okay, so that's why they want that werewolf. That's why Elena wants him to kill somebody, right? So he could turn himself into be a werewolf. Okay. Oh,
werewolves
man,
are hard to come by.
What are they going to come up with next on Vampire Diaries?
Hey, Bert. Didn't say when Grace was coming back. How many weeks we have to wait for a new Grace?
2 weeks.
Vampire Diaries to Grace. I'm kidding. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
2 weeks, I think that's what they said, for both Private Practice and Grace.
Correct.
You know,
yeah, Grace is 2 weeks.
This week, but they'll be on next week.
You know, I've been watching Private Practice the past couple of weeks. You know, that's a better show than Grey's, in my opinion. That's an excellent show. I know I first started watching it when it came on, then I stopped, and I these past, well, maybe it's this particular rape episode that's been, I mean, they have to get it.
That was riveting.
Very riveting, powerful.
Hey, Dix's character is going to leave Addison because she told him she wants a baby.
What happened?
Dix is going to leave Addison because she wants a baby? Did you see his face?
No, I don't.
He's going
to
leave her? I know he sort of looked weird. I mean, like,
I don't know. I don't think he wants a baby.
Yeah.
Just by the way he was acting to her.
Yeah.
She
I don't think he's
going to
leave her. Addison's always been up front. She's always wanted a child.
No, she told him when she first started that she wanted a baby. Before, at the very first season. Well, when she crossed
over.
That's
why she went to California.
Yep. But just by the way he was acting, he just kind of looked like he was uncomfortable.
He never said anything.
He didn't.
Any kind of comment.
He just
laid there.
Yep.
I said, oh, wow. You know, I'm going to ask
him. I think
that
there's
going to
be a little bit of angst there for that.
Yeah. But it's an excellent show, man. I said, wow, I haven't been watching this outside. I'm going to start watching it because to me, right now, it's better than Grey's.
I wish Christina would go back to doctoring.
It's getting kind of wacky
now. Is enough's enough.
And I want Mark and Lexi back together.
Yeah.
Mark and Lexi, he gets
her pregnant.
Yeah.
How much you want to make a bet? They sleep together and she end up pregnant.
I will like that.
Yeah.
Because she wants a baby too.
Oh, geez.
Wait. Who wants a baby too?
The Latino doctor. She sleeps.
Yeah. She wants a baby.
After losing the child doctor, and
I'm
wondering if she ends up pregnant.
Oh, geez.
I'd say she does.
I'm wondering if baby's gonna end up she hasn't really given us a whole. Traumatic.
She's hilarious.
You know,
drunk.
she
is
She
was a good drunk last week. It was
mm-hmm.
entertaining,
especially to that girl. That was hilarious.
Oh gosh! And then when she gets sober and she's telling her we could be best friends, and she goes, "Stop." We don't talk about this. We're not friends.
This never happened.
Mm-hmm. Private Practice, I do like Derek's little sister. I kind of like her.
Amy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that because of this, really good and I have a feeling that Violet and Pete are going to end up pregnant, too. Because when they have sex, they have some good sex. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, good sex babies all the time. It's just good sex.
Usually out of good sex comes good babies.
Yeah, okay, well, good, yeah, good sex, good babies, okay, well.
the condom breaks, and, yeah, okay, I'm going to behave.
They're married. Who says they're using anything?
There you go. There you go. What Audrey is saying, what were the scenes like between Sonny and Brenda? She say that they were... Apparently, she thought the scene was great. I mean, I don't know.
They reminisce.
Yeah. Because I know back
you
in
know,
the day, they
Sonny's
had some
character
great
about
chemistry.
Ate her face up. He had her mouth all over her lips. She was like, holy.
I know.
I mean, her poor lips were stretching out. And
wow.
My gosh, jeez.
By the way, you guys, with my... Was my favorite couple on YNR today, Billy and Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, they
even
they
though
were
I have
on.
To, I,
they were on.
Even yeah. though I have to tape it at midnight, and I said this, you know, I'm going to be really pissed off when SoapNet leaves, because you know what, when you live in Seattle, you have breaking fucking news story every, like, 1 second. Today was like,
And the new promo's up for Sonny and Brenda. She tells Sonny everything. I don't know if she tells him everything, but about her and Dante and all that. So he knows about Dante.
Mm-hmm. He brings
so
Dante in to talk to
yep.
him.
Yep. Yep. So.
Yeah,
well, it could be very interesting.
I hope Dante brings the gun.
I don't think him and Brenda slept together. I think he just fell in love with her, protecting her.
Mm-hmm.
They came as friends, and then he kind of fell for her. I don't think they ever slept together. But
well,
I could be wrong.
Well, what is this baby I keep reading about? Whose baby and
Alexander?
Brenda's.
Is it Alexander's? Is he that is the Balkan son?
Okay, this is the Balkan son's baby. Apparently so Brenda did have a baby, and she gave it up or something?
She miscarried.
Yep, and they think that she didn't, and the baby is alive.
Right.
And it's years old.
Lurking in Port Charles somewhere. I mean, you know.
Apparently it's supposed to be on a ship that Spam is supposed to be on and be friends with or something like that. That's the spoiler.
Oh, God, may I barf?
Sounds like
he
one
gets
of these,
kidnapped.
Another one of the convoluted...
There's a spoiler says she gets kidnapped, but it's not Jerry. It's one of Jerry's...
Associates
that kidnaps her to get Brenda back for the Balkan.
Mm. And how did Sam get on the ship?
When they kidnap her.
We don't know.
They're gonna kidnap Sam.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, people, if you're gonna kidnap Sam, can you just kill her? I mean, can you just take the knife and just stab her in the heart? Even though Sam doesn't have a heart.
I would cut off her head.
Oh, boy.
And show it. That way we know she's dead. She can't come back. Mm.
That's like the cutting the head off of a snake. You know, that's the thing that killed.
Well, that's being beheaded. My great, my grandfather.
They can take Lisa with her.
Oh,
jeez. She's starting to get on my nerves now.
Yes, my great-grandfather was beheaded.
Your great-grandfather
was
beheaded?
Yep. My
did this take place at?
In Indonesia, Holland.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why was he beheaded, Carly, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know. I mean, my dad just told me this one was like 14. Oh, by the way, you great-grandfather was beheaded. I'm like, are you kidding? No, I'm not. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Mm. But I will be okay with a beheaded F, Sam. I will be. I will be so okay
happy
with that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to be very happy.
All right, girls. I'm going to hang up because it is
really
probably
late.
Almost 1:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night,
Allie.
Good night. Great talking to you.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Now.
Bye.
Carol, I thought you would have to because it's like 10:18.
No,
so
somebody's in the shower right now or in the bath, so I'll just wait. Yeah, I don't go to bed till late anyway, so.
I know.
I say Enrique Iglesias is one hot man.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He gets so much better as he ages. That kid is freaking hot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I agree with
okay,
you on that.
You,
even
what
with hotter, hotter without the
watching?
With
what?
I said with the he got that mole removed from his face. I mean, he looked good, but he looked so much better without that mole.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, who he was on some show. Was on? Oh, I know he was on Dancing with the Stars. Was he on Dance with the Stars last? Oh,
I thought he was.
No, it was at the award show. American Music
Awards. Oh, the award show. Okay.
Yeah, he was singing a song.
Oh, okay.
Well.
That was a dumb
no,
song.
No,
I'm not. I didn't particularly care for the song.
You know.
He's a cutie, though.
You know, when we were talking about New Kids on the Block, I actually was being nostalgic, and I watched their Hangin' Tough video right now. Man, they were so fucking young.
I had a
My
mother
Wally is so
song.
Young.
I used to like them. Yeah, I used to
they
like
are,
them.
They're like babies here. Well, they were my age. They're like my age. So, yeah. Well, me and Bridget. So, yeah. So, I'm like 37.
Yeah.
So, yeah, about.
I remember dancing with them to their Hang Tough video.
Yeah, Hangin' Tough. That's what I'm listening to right now, Hangin' Tough. Hangin' Tough.
The good old days.
I know. The good old days, that's for sure. And Step by Step. Was it a Step by Step too, right?
Yeah,
and then they get confused between Donnie and Mark. Every time I'm on YouTube, they're like, oh, that's Mark Wahlberg, and somebody has to correct them and say, no, it's his older brother, Donnie.
Yeah,
didn't
Donnie.
Mark Wahlberg come out on one of the stage one year, and he
Mark,
was all
Mark used
Marky
to rap,
Mark as
you know,
Marky Mark,
yeah,
remember?
Mark, Marky Mark. He used to be,
he was such
he used
a bad
to have
boy.
Too, but
yes,
he
was.
He was.
Back,
he was.
And then
yeah.
he was a model for Calvin Klein when he was Marky Mark.
Yep.
My gosh, that man. Oh, Lord.
He got a sexy little body. And he's a pretty good little actor, too. He's
yes,
a pretty
he
good actor. He's,
of course, he got married and has a family now. So that calms you down quite a bit.
Well, I
yeah,
think, that,
yeah, he's
I think
a dad.
Donnie, too, he's married, too. Has a bunch of kids, too, I
yep.
think.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, that will calm me down.
I think his major big break was in that movie. The what was that movie Mark Wahlberg was in? Oh, God. What was it called?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, we took Grandma and Dad and we got
big,
someone for this.
The big, it has, like, the big, you know, his big wah-wah, you know, or something.
Yeah.
That movie. Oh, yeah.
I guess that was
that
well, I was watching
about.
An episode of Wings, and I was watching an episode of Wings on YouTube, and what's his name? Brian took a picture of his penis, and they called it his big wah-wah. So,
his big
know,
wah-wah.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. You know.
That was funny. Mm.
Were the New Kids on the Block in the early 90s or the late 80s?
The what?
The early 90s,
I think 90s. They were in the early 90s, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. I was still in high school when they came out.
Yeah, I was 19 when they came out.
Yeah.
I was in junior high when they came out.
Hanging tough.
Oh, my God.
I think this is the one-time thing for them, though. I think this is just kind of like I don't think they really have any future because of they, you know, Donnie's doing his, you know, acting and he's on that Blue Bloods and everything, so. Man, the show tonight, we haven't got cut off yet, huh?
Bite your tongue.
Hey,
shut up.
Don't say that.
As I say that.
Say stuff like you sound like
Click.
Carly now.
That'd be funny.
And before you know it, we'll be talking to the
Especially
wind.
Especially when
in
you're
wind.
In mid-sentence trying to get your point across.
And this show
yeah,
is
right,
being brought
right.
to you by...
Thank you for pointing.
This show is being brought to you by, you know...
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You know what, tomorrow, I don't care. I'm going to find a way, you guys, to give me a Big Mac tomorrow. I don't care about the calories.
Oh, you're still hopping on that hamburger.
Hey, you know what? Because someone made me burn my pancakes today.
Okay. You burned your own pancakes. Okay, well, first of all, this is your second time with pancakes. First, you flipped your pancakes in a pan and made it go to the ceiling. And now you burn your pancakes. So,
that's
not my fault. Okay. You must have had Sam on the brain or something because she'd be the only person to make you do something bad for your pancakes.
Oh, God. Sam.
Oh, God.
What are we going to do about Sam?
I tell my sister-in-law, if you guys are having a good day, the one name, you cannot name her, okay?
Samantha.
And my brother's like, that's such a pretty name. And I grunted, and Grandma goes, you should not upset. Is he really his son name?
Oh, boy.
And it's only a soap opera. And,
that's all it
know,
is.
I know, but that name might give a bad taste in my mouth. It's like, it's not even a pretty name anymore. I mean, I liked, what's it called? Bewitched, but now I don't, yeah.
You know what I was reading today on RTN? Something is it a rumor that Jill Phelps is she going to be fired or something?
Who knows? General Hospital,
who knows?
You know that.
Well, she's one of the higher ups in management. Now they should just go down. She's Franz's boss, right? She's Franz's boss. How does that go? She's Franz's boss. So the next one should be fired is Franz. And then maybe Guza, if he can't get it together, they should fire his ass, too. You know, so. I said, but then who knows? They've said that people were going to be fired, and that was it never transpired, so who knows? Probably just full of hot air, that's all.
Oh, I did cancel the show while we were on air. I canceled the
for Wednesday night.
For Wednesday. Yeah, because of the, you know, I mean, Jerry has
night.
To get her yams ready, and Briz is going to be drunk at the ball.
yes, I am.
Why
do
you say that, Bridget? Now, Bridget, maybe she can hold her liquor.
I'm going to be drinking it up. To be honest, Shirley, I'm a lush.
Okay.
I can hold my liquor. I can drink more than men can. And still.
All right.
And still walk in a straight line.
Get out of here.
The thing with me, though, I give my keys to, I have a friend that doesn't drink at all, and she is my designated driver.
Smart.
Yep.
Okay.
And I let her have the keys. She lets me do my thing. Hopefully I don't embarrass myself. If I do, you know, shit happens.
Shit happens. That's it. Every day.
They all know me really well, so it's nothing new.
Okay. All righty then.
I don't drink a lot. I mean, I've depends.
It's once in a while you bust loose, huh?
It depends on the mood. If I'm really in the mood, I can drink a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what do you,
drink,
Bridge? What do you bring?
I'm a beer drinker.
Oh, dear.
I like margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drink tequila anymore. I have to have it in a mixed drink.
Why?
Well, I can't tell you that story.
Okay,
right
fine.
Along.
Anyhow.
Okay, fine.
Whiskey, I can drink it with pop. Mm. Any foo-foo drink, as long as I don't mix a lot of